Ladies and gentlemen, we're told the Labour Party could be anti-Semitic, institutionalised with racism. I don't know what's going on. I'm actually getting bored with it because I wonder if there's more to it. I want to speak to a lifelong Labour supporter and member of the Labour Party. It's the Mayor of Liverpool. It's Joe Anderson. Hiya, Joe.
Good evening, Pete.
Joe, is there something going on? Is there something because maybe there might be a general election? Is it because the Labour Party coming to Liverpool? What is going on, Joe? I don't understand it. In layman's terms.
Well, there's a clear big debate around anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. And it was clear that there were the Jewish community, not just here in Liverpool, but across the country, were angry that people were making anti-Semitic comments that weren't getting dealt with as quick and as fast as they wanted, and people weren't getting held to account for making comments. And then there was a debate around the declaration of the Stockholm Forum. This is called the International, it's the IHRA. People have heard that spoken about, and it means it's a declaration about, you know, what is anti-Semitism. And the Labour Party adopted it, but then there were additions to that that the Labour Party hadn't adopted, and that became a big debate over the last few months, and it became, if you like, a millstone around Labour's neck because we hadn't dealt with it speedily enough. And I think most people accept that. You certainly heard the leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, making comments that it, you know, should be dealt with more quickly and it should have been speeded up. John McDonnell said the same. Finally, the NEC, which is the governing body, the ruling body of the Labour Party, accepted that last week. And it is now, you know, something that the Labour Party will follow and is enshrined in terms of its rules about anti-Semitism. But, you know, then people are continuing to say that, you know, it is something that is at the heart of Labour, and it's, you know, Tucker Amuna mentioned today that it was institutionally racist, the Labour Party. Well, you know, on a lot of things, you know, I've got sympathy with in terms of what people have said about the anti-Semitic response, but on that I totally disagree. The Labour Party is not institutionally racist. In fact, the Labour Party was set up as one of its, you know, values was to fight racism, and I would argue it's institutionally anti-racist. And so, you know, I took to Twitter to criticise Tucker Amuna's comments, and basically believe that Tucker has said those comments to actually draw headlines, in the same way he mentioned yesterday and this morning about calling off the dogs. I think it was, you know, just a way of grabbing headlines for himself. Now, clearly there's a lot of, you know, talk and debate within the Labour Party about you know, the position of different factions within the Labour Party. But, you know, my firm belief is the Labour Party has always been, you've heard the phrase many, many times spoken about, it being a broad church. And it is, you know, and there's always been, you know, a sort of left wing and a right wing and a centre ground of the Labour Party, in many, many senses, reflecting other parties as well. And from my point of view, and I think the majority of Labour Party members up and down the country, is that the Labour Party have got a leader that is, you know, voted in twice, has got the mandate of the party to carry out our policies, which were in our manifesto, which I think are fantastic policies and ones that are long overdue. And I think the vast majority of the Labour Party now want the Labour Party to unite behind the manifesto commitments and pledges, get behind the leader and the shadow cabinet, and you know, let's try and expose the failings of the Conservative Party. That's, you know, my summing up of the situation. And it's, you know, Tucker and other people need to spend all their efforts, unite behind our policies, and quite frankly, to spend more time going out and knocking on doors and talking to people and defending those policies and advocating those policies than seeking, you know, oxygen through the media to have little snipes at the leadership or what we stand for.
Joe, do they not realise they're doing the Labour Party a disservice at this particular time?
Well, look, when I look at the, you rightly said, I've been a Labour Party member for a lot of years, 40 years. I've been a trade unionist all my life. I've been active sort of actively engaged in politics most of my working life, and I've seen the 70s and the 80s in politics and the turmoil of those particular times, and I've never ever seen a more incompetent government than the one we currently have in Downing Street. Look, the welfare state is completely failing people, and there's more homeless people struggling to make ends meet. We've got a prison service that is just absolutely falling apart at the seams, with more drugs going in to prisons and more violence in prisons than we've ever seen. We've got the NHS in crisis, especially with the dog's Brexit that we've got, where people are leaving the health service from European countries, and we can't recruit enough nurses and doctors, and the NHS is in crisis. We've got an education crisis where standards are going below. We haven't got enough places. Academisation is failing. I could go on and on. Transport, finance. This government is falling apart, and yet we have and are having a debate. As important as it is, I want our Jewish community to feel a part of the Labour Party and a part of the community, and I feel for them because they've been treated so appallingly. But the fact of the matter is that, whilst we're squabbling and while people are doing what they're doing, we are allowing the Tories to get away with running the country in the way they are. It is, as I said, in my view, a situation where the failure of domestic policy is so bad and the government is so poor, and yet we are only just ahead in the polls. We should be 25-30% ahead in the polls, and we will be, because I personally believe that the Labour Party policies that we've got in the manifesto are desperately needed, and I think the majority of people in this country actually want to see the policies that we have and what we're articulating in that manifesto. They want to see them, and they're just looking at the Labour Party and saying, what the hell is going on? When we've got, if you look at Boris Johnson, for instance, you look at Theresa May, you look at the Tories split asunder as well. We should be making real inroads, and I'm just frustrated, and I know many, many other people are, not just here in the city of Liverpool, but across the country, who are angry and frustrated that, instead of uniting behind the leadership and, articulating those policies and trying to get a Labour government. And you can get a Labour government, because, believe you me, I've never known a more precarious, parliamentary group in terms of the Conservative Party, because they certainly are desperately, desperately seeking to dump Theresa May, because they know that not only domestically but internationally we're being ridiculed.
Joe, is there going to be problems at the Labour Party conference when it comes to Liverpool, or is it going to be all right, or is it going to be all overshadowed by this institutionalised Semitism, racism?
No, I genuinely think things will be all right, Peter. I think, the press are, loving this. Chukwuma Muna, by the way, is one person, and he's got a view, and there are, some other people and stuff. But the vast majority of people are saying, look, yes, there are still issues. Of course there are. Yes, the anti-Semitism debate and issue needs to be still resolved. There's a lot of work to do there before we can make the Jewish community, as I said, not just in Liverpool but elsewhere in the country, feel, safe and secure and part of the Labour Party. So I'm not saying we're out the woods in that respect, but I just genuinely think that now that we've adopted the policy, the HRA policy, now that we've done that, now that we can move on, then people need to now start talking about the failures of this government and about what the alternatives are for the Labour Party. And if we do that, well, people will see that, you know, the policies are about standing up. You know, the values of the Labour Party are intrinsically anti-racist. You know, we are an anti-racist party. We're a quality party. We're a diverse party. We're you know, a party that supports all cultures, all creeds, all races. And you know, we're an internationalist party. That's exactly what makes us tick and who we are and why we were set up. So for people to call us institutionally racist is not only an insult, but I think it's actually recognising their failures to understand what the party is and what it's about.
Joe, to finish off, what do you say to people out there who are Labour supporters but are frustrated? What do you say to them?
Well, look, you know, like any big family, you know, there are fallouts and there are disagreements, but there is more to unite the Labour Party than divide it within. And so, you know, I just want everybody, especially coming to Liverpool, to get behind Jeremy Corbyn, John McDonnell, the whole team, and unite about around the policies that we have. And you know, there are policies that will transform this country and do things that have never been done before. I'm sort of about, you know, investing in cities like Liverpool and allowing us to actually create more wealth for the whole country. That's the type of policies that we want. And I would just say to Labour Party members up and down the country, when you come to Liverpool, you know, show that we are united. Show that we are united about the leadership and progressive policies that will take the country forward. And I genuinely believe that we can do that, unite around the conference in Liverpool. If any city which has shown, you know, some divisions in the past but have come through united, then that's a message for the Labour Party. Follow our lead.
Mayor of Liverpool, Joe Anderson, thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome, Pete.